Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, we're going to be talking about a very special birthday party, which is taking place on the first Saturday afternoon in February. That's February 6th. It's a birthday party you are all invited to. There will be food and music and fun, a special storyteller presentation, and surprises. Of course, there are always surprises at a birthday party. Here's an opportunity to celebrate the 118th birthday of the Astoria Public Library with your family and your friends. Did you know that the Astoria Public Library houses over 47,000 books and more than 2,300 audiovisual items? Today, we'll find out more about this great community resource and the upcoming party, which is really a party for all of us, all of you. It's our community. It's our library. And my guests today are Jane Tucker, Astoria Public Library Director, and Leslie Palmieri of the Astor Library Friends Association, or ALFA. Welcome, Jane. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
All right. You tore yourself away from books to be here.
Well, from books and a lot of administrative duties. The director gets to do all of the money and the technology and the administration.
Okay, it's not just about books. You're right. There's a lot more that goes with that. And Leslie, thank you so much for being here today.
Good morning, Donna. Thank you.
Before we talk about this marvelous resource, a public library, which changes people's lives, it actually changed my life when I was a little girl. That was the library was my second home and in the small town in which I live. So, Jane, though, let's talk a little bit about Jane Tucker.
Well, my library in my hometown also changed my life. And interestingly, the other day I made a list of all the libraries that have changed my life and contributed to my life, I should say. And there were 39 of them. I was just shocked how many there were. There were like 39 libraries. And they do start, though, with my hometown library. And so that hometown library is one of the most important places in a person's life.
Jane, is a library, I know people think that a library to me is a safe haven. It's a not really a meditation space. It's a space where you go and you can lose yourself in other worlds or catch up on the latest news if you don't have a subscription to certain magazines. And there was always this idea, you're in the library. Shh, 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 shh. So how does that still work in today's world when you have also reading programs with children and things like that? How does that work?
The library we have here is much different, and so many differences in technology change a library as well. But there are lots of articles. We could supply them, mountains of them, on either side of the issue of whether or not the library is going to continue to be there. I think the library will always be there. But obviously, we have children now whose first point of contact is the public library. They are, for children birth to five, the public library remains the only free source of pre-literacy training for children. And we do know now through research through the MRI that children begin to learn to read at birth. You have to start at birth with these children, and there are pre-literacy concepts. Patty Skinner at our library is most familiar with them. And that's what we do through preschool story time and Mother Read, Father Read, and those other programs. It absolutely sets the foundation for the rest of life. It determines how children are going to learn for the rest of their life, and it determines their readiness to attend school and read. So, yes, it is no longer when I've said before that in my hometown library, you washed your hands and you kept your voice down when you were in there, but we have a wide variety of people using the library now for a wide variety of uses, and so it's very, very different.
Well, everything does change and transform. Yeah. There are certain things which remain the same, which is that it's still, to me, a sacred place, a really important and powerful place. Yeah. And on the reading, Leslie, we're going to come right to you in a second.
No worries.
We're wandering a little here, but on the idea of reading to your child, from birth, before your child is born, I read The Velveteen Rabbit to my daughter before she was born, and all I think so. Even reading aloud to your child in utero is really a valuable thing too.
Absolutely, absolutely. There's so much more research out there that it's fascinating.
Things we don't know.
Leslie,
tell us a little bit about you.
I see. Okay. Well, on the reading part, since we're there, I'm an avid reader and tried to instill reading in my son, and now I know I've accomplished that because all of his teachers in high school are saying we love having him in class, but he keeps reading other materials. So, oops. Okay, well, so I do marketing, PR, and advertising for a variety of clients, and I started working with the Seaside Library, the Friends of the Seaside Library, and enjoyed working with those folks so much and got to meet Jane through those things, and then started working with Alpha maybe about a year ago. Mm-hmm. And so my goal is to help get the word out about Alpha and how much the Friends really do for the library, and to encourage membership, encourage more people to get involved.
And that's what we need. More community involvement means the library can offer more programs, do more things. And so Alpha, Astor Library Friends Association, they're the ones who are putting on the birthday party on February 6th from 1 to 4. Is that correct?
That's correct. And we also have our annual meeting. The Alpha annual meeting for 2010 will be held that same day before the party begins. So from noon to 1, they're going to have a salad potluck for Alpha and potential Alpha members and their annual meeting. So if anybody is interested in Alpha membership, of course you can ask any Alpha member or librarian at any time about that. But there's a good time to come and meet the other Alpha members and talk about the programs they want to do, the activities for the library, opportunities to help.
Right. They will have their business meeting that day too, so it'd be great.
If someone, okay, to become an Alpha member, it's pretty simple. You just have to love books and ideas and words, and you want to be involved with your library in some way, be helpful and supportive. So almost really anyone in do you have to live in the city of Astoria? I mean, who can become
anybody
an Alpha
member? Anybody can become an Alpha member. And it's the things that Alpha does are so significant. They provide extra magazines beyond the core magazines. They buy materials for the library. They pay for the summer reading program. They help us in so many ways that the public may not see that they were the people who helped us, but they are the ones who did it. They're just the backbone of the library in this community.
And Alpha memberships start at only $5. If we can make a blatant plug there for student or senior memberships, and they go all the way up. There's a range depending on what category you want to join, to $75 for a lifetime membership. So I think that's quite reasonable.
That's a really exciting thing. I would love to encourage all of you who are listening, if you have some time and if you would like to help make the library stronger, because the library is only able to do as much as they have, you know, the ability to do with our resources that are available to them. And right. So if you can become a valuable resource by becoming an Alpha member, so that's a good thing. And this, let's talk about the birthday party a little bit, and then we'll talk about some of the fun new things that are going on and some things that people may not know about the Astoria Library. The birthday party, what's going to happen when people come to the library, and hopefully they'll come maybe at noon for the Alpha meeting. If they can't and they want to bring their families and they come at 1 o'clock, what's going to be happening?
At 1 o'clock, we're going to have some music starting up, and that Dave Drury will be playing music, and we have, waiting in the wings, we have Chris Lynn. If we have a large enough group to sing us happy birthday, and it will be happy birthday to us since we all own the library. It belongs to all of us. But the best thing of all for me is that our partners, Tongue Point Job Corps Center, and Tongue Point Job Corps Center, by the way, will be 45 years old on February 2nd, so we're actually sharing a birthday. The culinary arts students are making us 20 dozen cupcakes. That's 240 cupcakes. So if you want to have a fabulous cupcake, the place to be will be the Astoria Library on February 6th.
Now, that's interesting. Here we are having food and music in the library. I like that. That's great.
Food and music. And at 2 o'clock, the slightly illusional performer will come. The children actually will know who this is. And he has a partner now, so it won't be Kurt. It will be his partner who will come. And they will do a program that is about books and libraries.
And that's at 2 o'clock. Like,
And that's at 2 o'clock. And that's for children and
of
families.
All ages. Okay.
And all ages.
Okay. I personally love to be read to. And I love things that children love because we're all still children. We pretend like we're these grown-up people. But really, truly, we're just big kids in many ways. And so I love bedtime stories here on KMUN. Mm-hmm. And I love to listen to that. And And so I think the idea of, well, I'm going to take the kids there, but it's for you too. I mean, it's if you take your children, you are taking your own inner child, as they
say.
Oh,
the slightly illusional performer. The last time he was there was just amazing. Everybody, he had this program going on, and the puppet was doing something behind his back. Everybody was just screaming at him. So was I. Everybody was into it. And it is part of that excitement that the inner child still comes to the library. When I was young, my library didn't have any programs at all. So when I go to these programs, it's because I didn't have them as a child. They're very special to me to have someone come and do these performances. But there are other things. We're doing the Read in the New Year, which is a program for adults. You read a library book. It is a library book we're asking you to read, or you can listen through Library to Go. And you listen to or read 5 books. It's for adults only. We're not doing this for the children. And the participating coffee houses in the area will give you a cup of coffee when you take your completed card in to them. We have several participating. There's actually a very long list. I remember there are a few were Coffee Girl, Astoria Coffee House, Downtown Coffee, but there's quite a list. So read your 5 books between now and I think it's the first week in March, and have a cup of coffee and a friend. Again, that is an Alpha program. Alpha is funding that. We have the 2 components to help stimulate the economy. So we are, the coffee houses are contributing, and we're buying some, so we have something going on there. And we also, because it's a library program, we want, and we're saying now library books, it's increasing the circulation at the library.
That is great, because really in today's world, it is all about cooperative marketing opportunities. So something great for the coffee houses and for the library as well. How do people find out about which 5 library books? Are they able to choose, or how does that work?
They are choosing any 5 books that they want to read.
From the Astoria Public Library.
From the library collection. And okay. What I'm doing personally is I'm reading fiction that I would never normally read. Hmm. So some of this I'm going to have someone who reads a lot of fiction explain to me why it was good. But, you know, like I'm confused. But yeah, I'm reading
Jane,
things.
Jane, does the
I
library have, that's a great, it is, it's a great stretch. And book clubs can help that because you stick to a certain genre, you do.
Right.
And to move out and stretch your mind, that's what they say really helps us remain elastic in terms of our brain power, you know, flexibility, whether it's, you know, flexibility for the body with yoga and stretching, and flexibility for the brain with learning new things and stretching your mind so you're reading things you don't normally read.
Yes, it's been exciting.
Does the library have comic books?
Yeah, they are not. I'm not sure they're called comic books. They're graphic novels.
Graphic
now, and
novels.
It's what is the? It's what the teenagers like. A lot of the children like them too. There's a wide range of graphic novels, and yes, we do buy graphic novels, and we buy graphics for the children as well. It's a different kind of literacy than I have personally. I learned linear, left to right, reading. But this is, and I think your son, Leslie, is
he is a
big time.
Definitely a fan of the graphic novels.
Okay, so. That's great. I know that reading, of course, you don't have to read the lofty tomes that sometimes people say, well, you know, because then a lot of times that people just can't do that. That's just not, doesn't work for them. I know that when my own daughter was learning to read, she loved Archie and Jughead comic books and still does. And I used to talk to her teacher and say, I'm worried. Oh, she's just reading. She's no. She's loving to read. She's seeing the visual images. Now she's an artist. And who knows where, you know, when you're just.
It clicks in.
Yes, it all works together in some harmonious, beautiful way. I want to talk about Library to Go in just a minute, but in terms of the birthday party, there's also a very cool thing that people can do at the birthday party, which is the candle and the wish. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
I can talk about that. The light a candle, make a wish. We're going to have 118 flameless candles, in case the fire department is listening.
Okay.
Battery operated, flameless. And so you will be able to come in and light the candle, and we'll have a form there, and you can make your birthday wish as you light the candle. So it's a little different than the birthday cake where you blow it out, but you can make your wish for the library, and we'll be, of course, collecting the wishes and using those when we build our next strategic plan and as we evaluate the one we're in. So we're pretty happy about that, but the make-a-wish, I mean, it's so much fun to make a wish on your birthday, and we really think the 118 candles, flameless, Battery operated, can
it is an historic building we're talking here.
Yeah, okay. A historic building.
Your 3 year old can turn the light on. So this is very important for the children, because your 3 year old, it's a little switch on the bottom. Your 3 year old is going to be able to light this candle.
And what a great idea, because not only you're giving the cupcakes, you're giving the music, you're giving the presentations, the fun things that are going on Saturday afternoon, February 6th, from 1 to 4. So that's a gift to the community. But then you really need the community to make those wishes on and tell you what they want the library to look like and be, and what is, I wish our library had X or did this or whatever. That's the feedback you really need. So that's very important. That's a great thing.
That's all part of that investing in your community and investing in your library we talked about. And while we're doing the birthday, the other thing is to buy the library a birthday gift. And some of those gifts are books. And the library staff have compiled a list of books on their wish list. And so you can go on Amazon.com or you can go to the library and get that list of books. And you can also make arrangements with local booksellers to make that donation for the library. So that's something else, is to help build the collection by investing in our library and bringing them books for the birthday.
It's a win-win. You buy a book that then you get to read first, and then you donate that book to the library.
Absolutely. We are using Amazon because they have made that very easy. So there are 5 lists on Amazon. You can choose from children's, large print, replacements, if you like classics that have worn out for some reason, they need to be replaced. Coming soon are the hot pre-pubs, the ones that are going to be coming up, and the general list. And we are putting on there, where there is a lot of pressure at this time in terms of suggestion. We have a suggestion box out there, and we're asking people, what do you want to read? I can say the last 2 book orders have been very heavily weighted towards what people want to read. And that might be due to the economy, that they're not buying as many books. But when you do go onto Amazon, you can have it. It will come to us directly.
So you go on to Amazon and you just put in Astoria Public Library wish list?
When you go to Amazon, if you're in Amazon's homepage, right above the bar is a place for gifts and wish lists.
Okay.
And you click on that and it will pop up and ask you to put in the wish list and to type in the name. You type in Astoria Library.
Okay.
And our list will pop right up.
Okay.
If you go in through the library's website, you just click on the wish list icon and you'll be right in our list.
Right. And so, we'll give that website. If you've just tuned in, you are listening to Talk of Our Towns on KMUN 91.9. I'm your host, Donna Quinn. And my guests today are Jane Tucker. She is the Astoria Public Library Director, and Leslie Palmieri. She is with ALFA, or the Astor Library Friends Association, and a wonderful organization to be part of. Everyone should be part of ALFA, actually, I can see. And the wish list, the books that people can get, anything else that you want people to know about what's going to be happening at the birthday party?
Oh, absolutely. This is really a lot of fun. Well, it's a lot of fun for us. And we think it is for you, because you opened the show with your memory. You said that your memory of your childhood library changed your life. And it is just so true. Those 39 libraries that changed mine. At Monday evening's council meeting, the mayor read a proclamation declaring February 6th the library's birthday. And then he launched into a great story about when they moved into the building at 450 10th Street. He was a school child, and all the school children lined up and passed the books one by another. So if you were there at the dedication when Gavin Astor referenced the fact that his father had that his family had funded the first public library in New York, which later became the New York Public Library, which is the second largest library in the U.S., and the Astoria Library is the second oldest library in the state of Oregon, so it was a beautiful connection. If you were there, tell us what that was like. Maybe you were part of a group. I found a long list of hundreds of people who contributed to the current building, and there include a lot of groups. So if your organization was part of that, send us a birthday card, an email, a note, any way you want to send it to us. And we want to compile these memories and these thoughts and these quotations that are of importance to you. Now, if you didn't grow up in Astoria, obviously we didn't, tell us about the library that was important to you. I mean, we know that libraries change lives, and we have so much evidence of that.
So library memories. And because I doubt we're going to find anyone here living in Astoria who's 118 years old. I don't know what our oldest resident is. in this area, but...
Well, it was 1967 that we moved into our current building.
Okay, so memories, but it could be anyone who, I mean, when the library was first founded, any library memories that people have, you want to know them.
Oh, absolutely. It's just, we think that would be so much fun. And we will want to compile those. We're really excited about that.
Okay. And if someone has an issue, if someone's listening and they really don't have the ability to get onto a computer and type something, and can they just come in and just say, I just want to tell you my little story?
Sure. Okay. Absolutely. We will. Great. We want to hear it.
Good. And the Astoria Public Library website?
Is www.astorialibrary.org.
Okay.
You are going to see some changes. Now, that website will be changing in a few days because we are moving to a different search engine that is coming along. It's going to be very exciting. So I want to also hear about that. I think that's when people see that, it's going to be good. There are so many stories that we remember. And as I said, you know, when you deal with the money, the administration and the technology all day, these are the things that keep me going. And one anecdote is from a KMUN family who had adopted. So we saw this child the first time she came into the library, silent, clinging to her mother, scared to death. And a couple of years later, I happened to be out at the desk when she was leaving the library, and she just turned around at the door. She waved in a dramatic gesture, and she just yelled out, "Bye, library!" And it was just so special. These are the moments that stay with me. The woman who said that her grandson was entering college, and she knows it's because we started a summer reading program in 2000 and kept him reading. The young man who has his own business doing fine art furniture now because he came to the library and got the information on how to do that. So these are all things that change our lives. And
I know that we talked a little bit before the program about Library to Go and ebooks. And if people don't know what those are, let's talk about that a little bit.
We do need to talk about that. The Library to Go is downloadable audio and video. We are part of a consortium of some 18 libraries statewide. It's the Oregon Digital Library Consortium. The consortium itself got a $100,000 grant this year to add ebooks. Ebooks are the ones you're going to download to your computer to read. You'll actually read the text of them.
On your computer, so it's not like a Kindle. In other words, a Kindle or one of those other ones, they're mobile. You take them with you.
You will be able to put these onto mobile devices. I do have to say the Kindle is a proprietary product of Amazon.
Okay.
So a Kindle is not a generic downloadable device. It is proprietary to Amazon.
Right.
But if you read on your iPhone, and so many people do now, they read on their iPhone or they read on any of the other readers, and you're going to want to be looking at this. It's just a fabulous opportunity. It's coming up sometime in March. So we'll be live in March with that. We're getting ready.
So when people go to the website, they can find out how to do that. So are you noticing that because more and more things are happening on the internet that people are interacting with the library and doing this kind of thing online rather than coming into the library?
Library to Go people have no need to come back into the library, but they're still avid and strong library supporters because it is our very presence as a public library that allowed us to join the consortium to begin with and to stay part of it. So the Library to Go people, though, they download directly to their own device, whether it's an iPod, an MP3, however. Sometimes I listen to them through the computer because you can download it and listen to the computer. Depending on the licensing rights, you can also burn a CD, but it does depend on the licensing rights. Ebooks will also have a variety of licensing rights, and so this is all by individual title. The best thing that I saw in the demonstration of ebooks is if you're reading for a book club or you're reading for information, which I usually am, then you can highlight and you just highlight and and click, and it makes a note over here. And then when you're done with that book, you just print out the list of all your notes and your citations, and the citation came right up. It was a beautiful demonstration. We understand that the actual production, that once ebooks are available, it's going to be a bit different, and staff has yet to train in this. So we'll have to give you a little bit of help. We do offer classes one Saturday a month in Library to Go, and library staff will always help you if you need some help with that. And you can call into the library and ask if it's a good time. We may be too busy to just jump right off, but normally we can go right to helping you out. So,
what is your personal wish list, Jane, for the library?
Oh, my wish list. Oh, it's so big. Let's see. For me, the library is about color, light, people, and activity. So my wish list is for all of those things. And if it was the perfect library for me, it would have great big windows that let in light. It would have lots of people. And I don't mind the noise of children. Ideally, you also have a place for people to go and have their quiet space. But it would have that. And it would be very colorful. And I would change the furniture because it is actually extraordinary furniture. The furniture we have was purchased for the current library building, and it is extraordinary. It's very special. Carl Mead has told me how special it is and how we couldn't get it today. But it's hard to get in and out of once you get to be a certain age. So, I think those are some of the things that would be on my list.
Okay.
For sure.
So, good. Well, and you get an opportunity to tell the Astor or Astoria Public Library what your wish list is when you go to the birthday party. We just have a couple minutes left. Leslie, would you like to say anything else?
Well, all I was going to ask is if Jane wanted to talk about her Have a Heart Food for Finds.
I do want to talk about Have a Heart.
Okay, I thought she would.
Thank you very much. Have a Heart Food for Finds. We started this last year in response to our community's need for food. And there are 10 most wanted foods that the CCA has asked us to acquire, and you get $2 off your finds up to $20 by bringing in a can of those specific foods. We are doing it. Was so successful last year. We are doing it for the whole month of February. So if you have fines that you want to pay off, do it with food. The food bank really needs these foods. Come in and get the 10 most wanted foods. And this year we have the addition of pet food. So because our animals are also going hungry in this economy, and we need to be able to do that as well. So
that's community partnership. That's a great idea. So you can find out more about this, the birthday party on Saturday, February 6th from 1 to 4 at the Astoria Public Library. You can find out about how to make a wish, how to donate a book, how to do this Food for Finds program. How to join Alpha.
And share a memory.
And have fun. Share a memory by going on to the Astoria Public Library website. And that's www.astorialibrary.org.
Right.
Leslie, thank you so much for
thank you, Donna.
Your community spirit and being involved with all these worthwhile things that make our
it's
lives
very
richer.
Fun.
And Jane, thank you so much for your leadership at the library and doing as much as you can. And we all need more resources so that our library can continue to grow and thrive and be the heart of the community, which I believe a library really is.
Thank you so much.
Truly. Well, Terry Wilson, thank you, Engineer Extraordinaire. I'm Donna Quinn, and I want to thank all of you who have been listening to this program. Talk of Our Towns airs each Wednesday morning from 9:30 to 10 on KMUN, and it will air again tonight on KCPB at 90.9, and that's at 8:30 this evening. And, of course, we're always live streaming on the web at www.coastradio.org. I also want to thank our local talented banjo instructor, Michael Brun, for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath with gratitude for all the good things in your life, and then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for taking a moment to give yourself a break, and for doing the best you can, for being here now on the amazing planet we call Earth.